Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, we have had a number of fundamental shifts as we've gone through this pandemic. Everything from the way we shop, the way we entertain and interact with family that are remote, and quite frankly, the way we're thinking about and planning our futures.
Yeah, and when we've gone through this pandemic, there's been a big concern about long-term care facilities. We're getting more and more conversations and questions about what are the choices that I have given what's come out of this. And what if I don't want to go into a long-term care facility and I want to age at home? How does all that work? So
tons of people thinking about that. We've got Karen Henderson, who's the founder of Long-Term Care Planning Network, independent aging, and also a long-term care planning specialist. Karen, nice to see you again. Thanks for taking some time with us on the show.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Why don't we just get your feedback? This is your area of specialization. I would love to get just some thoughts as to what you're seeing, hearing, and how people are behaving relative to the choices they have as they age, aging in place versus long-term care.
Well, I will tell you that Canadians are very much concerned about what is happening as a result of COVID, and I don't think I've ever seen more concern or interest in the long-term care system in this country. And as a matter of fact, TELUS and the National Institute of Aging did a survey back in July of 2020. And the vast majority of Canadians said that as they get older, they would do anything to stay out of a care facility. However, the survey also revealed that 79% said they had not spoken to a healthcare provider about what would happen if they were, for example, to fall in their own home. So on the one hand, people are looking at remaining in their own home, but on the other hand, too many are not looking at the planning that is required to safely do this.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me. There's been a shift that's taken place here. And one of the things I think you can take from that comment is there's, you know, it's nice to want that, but you're going to have to do a little bit of research to understand what's required. And maybe let's start with the home. So if somebody's deciding, you know, I really want to avoid long-term care as long as I can, and we'll come back to that comment in a minute, what could I expect in terms of changes from my current living arrangements?
Well, what are the advantages of staying at your own home? Well, obviously, it's a safe, familiar environment. You're independent. You're self-determined. You can eat when you want. You can sleep when you want. You're around, hopefully, family, and you have a consistent routine. And the disadvantages are that there may not be people around you if you were to stay home. Your home may need to be adapted to make it safe for you, which can be costly depending on what has to be done. And if you don't have room for a caregiver to overnight, if required, that can create a problem. But the biggest problem about remaining in your own home is to avoid loneliness and social isolation. A lot of research is being done in this area right now. And what the research is saying is that there is a great risk of physical and mental decline for those who are isolated or lonely. And loneliness can be as dangerous, believe it or not, as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. And also it worsens the possibility of suffering from dementia, and it also worsens chronic illnesses that already exist. So it's so important that people who want to remain in their own homes remain socially connected.
Karen, there's a lot of people that we speak to on a day-to-day basis that when we speak about long-term care facilities or aging at home, I would say majority of them have said, I want to stay at home. Mm-hmm. I do not want to go into a facility. And we try to bring up the conversation of what the facility can provide that may not be available at home, basically going through the pros and cons. And so for our listeners today, what would you say are the pros and cons of both, living at home or living in a long-term care facility?
Well, I mentioned the advantages and disadvantages of staying in your own home. The advantages of going into a care home are that there is 24/7 care and supervision for those who require it. And this is particularly important for people who suffer from a cognitive impairment, such as Alzheimer's disease. You get when you get good care in a home, people blossom. So they blossom because they're eating properly. They are taking their medications, or the medications are being administered properly. And they are socializing. They're with other people. They're not isolated anymore. But there are also disadvantages for care home living. First of all, it is group living, and not everyone is happy in being in a group. It's regulated. So everything that you do, when you eat, when you go to bed, is all regulated. There's limited access, quite frankly. The doors are locked. And clearly, there can be close proximity to others, which means that you can catch a virus such as the flu or indeed COVID much more easily in a congregate setting than perhaps you would at home.
I think people don't understand the costs of either one of the two choices. Correct. That you may have from a long-term care facility or living at home. Karen, why don't you go through some of the things that people need to be aware of when it comes to the real cost of aging at home or in a long-term care?
Well, it's as initially cheaper to stay in your own home. I mean, if you're reasonably healthy, you know what your expenses are and you can plan for those expenses. Things get a little bit dicey at home when you start needing care. And the provinces in this country do subsidize home care. It's an average of 2 hours a day, and that's fine. But if you require 6, 7, or 10 hours a day, then you can be looking at anywhere from $35,000 to over $100,000 a year to stay in your own home with ultimately 24/7 care. When you move into a facility, the rates for either a ward level room, which is over 3 people to a room, a semi-private or a private room, are all legislated by provincial governments. And depending on where you live, the rates can be anywhere from, you know, like $500 a month to $3,000 a month, which, you know, is more manageable than paying for heavy duty home care.
Yeah, I think there's to your point, Karen, there can be a very wide range of costs. So the quality of care and the quality of lifestyle that you want, if you're moving into a long-term care facility, you can find a very, very wide range. Certainly well in excess of $3,000 a month if you want it. But the point is, in both cases, there are going to be some costs associated with maintaining that lifestyle, right? Depending on what you choose.
What many people don't realize is that if you are a couple, that the biggest risk is that you're going to be having one potentially a long-term care facility and one at home, and now you're basically covering two households, and it increases the expenses. And how do you plan for that? Like, you don't know if it's going to happen until it happens. And so when you're trying to figure this stuff out, you have to look at worst-case scenarios sometimes and be prepared for that.
Well, what you need to do is, if you are a couple, you need to sit down and hopefully talk with your family if you've got adult children, and be very, just be brutally honest about, is it really possible for us to stay at home? And some of the questions that you need to ask about staying at home is, first of all, do I have support? So do I either have family or friends who can support us at home? Can the home be adapted so that the husband and wife can remain safe? Because as I mentioned, one of the biggest risks is having a fall. And I remember when my father had a fall when he was living at home, it was the beginning of the end. He fell, he broke his hip, he had a stroke, and, you know, things were downhill from there. If you want to stay at home, can we afford the home care? Is the home convenient to transportation if the couple stops driving? Is it convenient to services that they need, such as their physician, their pharmacy, their drugstore, and so on? And then finally, if we stay in our own home, can we still be a part of our community so that we don't end up being isolated? And also the children have to be very honest with mom and dad and say, you know what, we live far from you if they do. We've got our own families and our own jobs. And there's a good chance, mom and dad, that we can't be there 24 hours a day to look after you or to help look after you. So as I said, it can be a brutal conversation, but it has to be a very frank one in a family to determine where the best place is to age. That may be in the home and it may not be. It may be a retirement home, or ultimately it may be a nursing home or long-term care home.
Karen, thank you very much. Yeah, we can't do justice to this full. We'll have to continue this conversation because it will be a big, big topic over time.
It is. It's a huge topic.
But I want to thank you. Yeah, I want to thank you again for spending some time with us and sharing those thoughts, and I think getting people pointed in the right direction in terms of their thinking.
Good. Well, I'm very glad that you've opened up to this issue because it is a big one. Thank you again.
Terrific. We've been joined by Karen Henderson, who's the founder of Long-Term Care Planning Network, independent aging, and also a long-term care planning specialist. Listen, my friend, this is part of the overall mix of decisions and planning you need to do when you're planning for a lifestyle, yeah, right, as you're moving into retirement.
When you're going through retirement, we always think about the fun years. This may not be the not-so-fun years that, right, you're talking about, and how do you plan and provide income for the rest of your life. We're going to discuss this as part, yep, of the strategy on Tuesday, March 23rd, 7 p.m., live online. Now, you need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
So stick around after the break to find out if emotional investing might be putting your retirement at risk. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.